I'm just out on my daily walk. I've seen a few people enjoying the fresh air, getting out and about, and I've also passed quite a few cyclists. The Vale of Glamorgan Council is currently working on reviewing their active travel plans to make sure that cycling and walking can become the most normal part of everyday transport.
We're currently in the process of undertaking active travel consultation, which is in three stages. We have built one or two cycle lanes, but nobody wants us to build roads. So it's a bit of a slow process. I'd rather, if we're going to invest a lot of money, it was where we knew it was going to be liked, wanted and used.
Just getting my bike out ready for a nice ride on a crisp morning. Heading down to the shops.
Back in 2013, the Active Travel Act was passed in Wales, meaning local authorities had to invest in safe walking and cycling routes. Active travel campaigner Chris Roberts thinks people also need to be aware of the environmental benefits that driving less can have.
When people are walking and cycling instead of driving, you start to get all sorts of other benefits as well, such as air quality. And you also get benefits like reduced congestion, fewer environmental emissions. So it helps with climate change as well.
The topic of active travel has been one that sparked debate amongst the Vale of Glamorgan residents. But for 60-year-old Liz Beach from St Athan, she thinks the plans are a positive thing, and if anything, they'll encourage people to get out and about more.
I think it's a fabulous thing. Cycle paths and different walking routes is going to be a really good way to get everyone out enjoying the outdoors. And the more people are out and about, the more that pedestrians and cyclists will have to be taken notice of, and it will have the effect of slowing the traffic down and making it safer for everyone.
We're just about to start our daily 5k walk that we've been doing. How long, Rich?
Since January the 1st.
So this is our routine to get out of the house. It's not raining. There's no cars at the moment. We're walking down our country lane. The birds are tweeting.
On a Sunday, we go for a 6 mile run, and then we take a rucksack with us, and then we stop, put jackets on, and then do a 4 mile walk after that. And the thing about the Vale is there's lots of different routes. There are so many lanes, so many paths that you see, and we've noticed footpaths that we've never seen before.
I mean, part of the Active Travel Act, as well as building the infrastructure, is also about promoting active travel. And there is a real job of work for local authorities to do in explaining to people why this is such a good thing.